行传第二十章。
Let's read the book of Acts in the New Testament, chapter 20.
新约圣经使徒行传第二十章。
In the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 20.
我们念三十二节。
Let's read verse 32.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Verse 32, And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
我们再读旧约诗篇九十篇。
Let's also read in the Old Testament in the Psalms, Psalm 90.
旧约诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90 in the Old Testament.
我来给大家念其中的三节。
I will read for you three verses in there.
第九节，我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all our days were have declined in thy fury, we have finished our years like a sigh.
十二节，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Verse 12, So teach us to number our days, that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom.
十七节，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功，愿你坚立。
Verse 17, And let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and do confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the works of our hands.
我们再翻回到新约圣经马太福音十三章。
Let's flip back to the New Testament, to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13.
我们读一下这个撒种的比喻。
Let's read about the parable of the sower.
我们非常熟悉的圣经。
This is a familiar passage in the Bible.
我们从第三节开始。
Starting with verse 3.
他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。
And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow.
撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了。
And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up.
有落在土浅石头地上的，土迹不深，发苗最快。
And others fell upon the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil.
日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了。
And when the sun had arisen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了。
And others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out.
又有落在好土里的，就结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
And others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30.
我们再读这段比喻的解释。
Let's read the explanation for this parable.
十八节。
Verse 18.
所以你们当听这撒种的比喻。
Hear then the parable of the sower.
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road.
撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的。及至未到遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
And the one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away.
撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道， 后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
Verse 22, and the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful.
撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
And the one on whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
最后我们念一下马可福音第四章，同样主讲这段比喻的时候说的一句话。
Finally, we want to read a verse in Mark 4, the same parable that Jesus has said.
我们只念十三节。
We will only read verse 13.
又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
Mark 4 verse 13, he said to them, do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables?
好，我们圣经就先念到这里，我们一起祷告。
This concludes our scripture reading. Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
早晨再一次让我们一同的来亲近你。
This morning, you enable us to draw near to you.
我们实在感谢你，在你面前就有满足的喜乐。
We thank you because in your presence is the fullness of joy.
在你右手中有永远的福乐。
In your right hand, there is the eternal gladness.
感谢你这样的让我们进入与你的交通的里面。
We thank you that you lead us into the fellowship.
让我们再一次来听你自己的话语。
So that once again, we will hear your words.
你的话语对我们是何等的宝贵。
Your words are so precious to us.
实在是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
It is truly light upon our feet and lamp on our path.
当你开光我们心的时候，我们就往你命令的道上直奔。
As you expand our heart, we will run toward this path of your commandment.
早晨我们求主，你借着圣灵将你的话照亮在我们的里面。
This morning, and we entreat you to enlighten your word in our hearts.
我们愿意回转像小孩子的样式，一同坐在你的面前。
We desire to return as babes and sit before your feet.
无论是讲的，是翻的，是听的，我们都听你的声音。
Whether we are speaking or translating or hearing, we all want to hear your voice.
我们都愿意这样等候在你的面前。
We desire to all wait before you.
愿主的怜悯充满在我们这里。
May your presence fill this place.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们读到撒种的比喻的时候。
As we read about the parable of the sower.
我们都晓得这是主在讲天国的奥秘的时候的头一个比喻。
We all know that this is the first parable uttered by the Lord when he talks about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道这里主在解释这个比喻的时候说到这一个种子是什么。
As the Lord explained this parable, we know what the seed refers to.
这个种子乃是天国的道。
This seed refers to the word of the kingdom of God.
所以我们读的时候我们里面很清楚这个话主特别是对他门徒所讲的。
So therefore, in our hearts, we're very clear. These words are uttered by the Lord to his disciples.
虽然我们可以用这个比喻去传福音。
Even though we can use this parable to preach the gospel.
但是主在这里在和门徒们在讲论的时候，他特别是对门徒所讲的话语。
However, when the Lord is uttering these words, he's particularly uttering these words to his disciples.
因为这里讲的是天国的道。
Because here we talk about the word of the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都是主的门徒。
Brothers and sisters, all of us are disciples of the Lord.
这话是对我们说的。
These words are said to us.
主在这里说的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose by which the Lord uttered these words?
他说要结实。
The Lord wants us to yield a crop.
有一百倍的、六十倍的和三十倍的。
Some a hundredfold, some 30, 60, and some 30.
什么叫做结实呢？
What does it mean to yield a crop or be fruitful?
当然我们可以从不同角度来看这件事。
We can look at this from different perspectives.
但有一个最简单的角度。
But there's the most simplest angle.
就是生命长大了。
Which is that the life is growing up.
生命不长大怎么结实呢？
If the life is not growing up, how can you bear a crop or be fruitful?
弟兄姊妹，你发现婴孩是不能够生孩子的。
We know that babies cannot bear children.
生命幼嫩的时候是不能够结实的。
When your life is young, you cannot bear fruit.
我们看见主这里讲到天国的奥秘的时候。
We see that when the Lord referred to the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
他首先盼望他的门徒明白一件事。
First of all, he wanted his disciple to know this one fact.
他心里有很重的负担。
He has a very deep burden in his heart.
盼望他们的生命能够成熟，能够长大。
The Lord Jesus hoped that their life could grow up and be mature.
他盼望他们属灵的生命能够被建立起来。
He hoped that their spiritual life can be built up.
如果属灵的生命不能被建立起来。
If your spiritual life cannot be built up.
如果你不明白这一个比喻。
If you don't understand this parable,
怎么能明白一切的比喻呢？
How can you understand all other parables?
弟兄姊妹，生命的成熟是我们明白这一切天国奥秘的那个关键。
The critical point for us to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven is for you to have a life that is grown up and mature.
有的时候我们在开车的时候听一些的信息。
Sometimes when we're driving, we listen to messages on the radio.
你发现孩子们坐在后面，他们就觉得非常的无奈，就在那睡觉。
And our children who are sitting at the back of the car, they feel very bored, and so they fall asleep.
不知道过了多久的时间，他们开始笑起来了。
After some time, they started to laugh.
发现他们跟我们一同来欣赏那个信息的内容。
You start to realize that they're also enjoying the message with us.
你知道他们的生命。不知不觉中好像长大了。
So subconsciously, their lives have been growing up.
弟兄姊妹，主在这个比喻里面特别的给我们看见他何等巴望我们每一个他被他宝血所买赎的每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女，我们属灵的生命能够被建立起来。
Brothers and sisters, here we see that the Lord Jesus Christ really desires for every single child of God who has been saved by His grace to have a life that is mature and grow up.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情对我们每一个人都是非常非常紧要的。
This is so critical to every single one of us.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的经历
？I don't know you if you have similar experiences.
有的时候在聚会里面哈，我们发现今天带会的弟兄不在。
Sometimes in our assemblies, we see that the leading brothers is not there.
有的时候有一个需要有弟兄把他自己摆进去。
Sometimes there's a need and we need a brother to put himself in there.
有的时候我们里面会有一声的叹息。
Sometimes we have this sigh in our heart.
你发现那个需要是在那里。
You notice a need.
但你发现因着属灵的生命没有被建立起来的缘故。
However, you notice that because your spiritual life is not built up.
你发现能够找到一个代会的，不是那样简单的一件事。
It is not a simple matter to find a brother who can lead the meeting.
有的时候我们里面真的好像诗篇九十篇里面那个作者的叹息一样。
It's almost like we have this sigh, like the author of the Psalm 90.
我们知道那是摩西率领以色列百姓40年以后，在约旦河边，他在那里做的一首诗歌。
We know that this psalm was written by Moses after he has led the people of Israel near to the Jordan River after 40 years.
40 years.
40
年过去了。
40 years have passed by.
有多少的百姓，200万人的这个以色列百姓，有多少人属灵的生命被建立起来了呢？
Out of 2 million people, how many of them had their spiritual life built up?
好像人感觉里只有两个人。
In my sense, there are only two.
这真的是一声叹息。
This is really like a sigh.
200万人。
2 million people.
40年。
And 40 years.
两个人生命被建立起来。
Only two people have their life being built up. Even though that is precious indeed.
但两人里面实在有一声的叹息。
However, inside us, there is really a sigh.
所以摩西在这个诗篇里他说盼望我们都有一颗智慧的心。
Therefore, in verse 12, Moses said, so that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们从前在得救以前，我们在世界里面可以说是声声叹息。
Brothers and sisters, before we were saved by grace, we were living in the world and we had this deep sigh.
我们活在世上没有指望，没有神。
We were living in this world. We had no hope and we had no God.
我们的一生真的就是一生的叹息。
It is like our days were just like a sigh.
可我们今天蒙恩得救了。
Today we've been saved by grace.
我们蒙了主极大的恩典。
We have gained great grace from God.
你发现主的恩典让我们呢，好像这个学业建立起来了。
By His grace, it's as if our academics have been built up.
我们的事业建立起来了。
And our career has been built up.
我们的工作建立起来了。
And our job has been built up.
我们很多方面都被建立起来了。
Many areas in our life have been built up.
但如果我们是属灵的生命没有被建立的话，
However, if our spiritual life has not been built up.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得40年以后我们里面是不是也是一生的叹。
After 40 years, I don't know if you and I would just have a sigh in our heart.
弟兄姊妹, 主在这一个撒种的比喻里面,
Brothers and sisters, in this parable of the sower,
但他在讲的天国奥秘首先讲了这个撒种比喻的时候,
before he mentioned the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven,
他特别盼望我们常常问一个问题,
he talked to us about this first parable, and he wanted us to ask this question incessantly.
我们属灵的生命有没有被建立？
Is our spiritual life built up?
如果属灵的生命不能被建立起来，
If our spiritual life is not being built up,
弟兄姊妹，教会没有办法忘记，
The church cannot progress.
主没有办法把他自己荣耀的见证托付在我们的肩膀上，
The Lord cannot entrust His glorious testimony upon our shoulders.
我们知道那个见证的约柜是摆在祭司的肩膀上的。
We know that the Ark of the Testament was carried on the shoulders of priests.
我们知道婴孩是抬不起来的。
We know babes cannot bear the Ark.
婴孩若抬这个约柜，只能彼此相咬相吞。
If babes were to carry the Ark, they would just devour each other.
只能够嫉妒纷争。
They can only have jealousy and strife.
只有长大成熟的人。
Only people who have grown into maturity,
他们的肩膀才能够来刚抬神的约柜。
And their shoulders can bear the testimony of the Ark of the Testament.
弟兄姊妹，在这样一个末后的时代的里面，
Brothers and sisters, in this last generation,
我相信主的话从来没有改变过。
I believe that the word of the Lord has never changed.
因为他说他的历史历代都有7000人未曾向巴黎屈膝。
Because His word says that in every generation, in every age, there are 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
他今天仍然在寻找能够当抬他约柜的人。
Today He is still searching for people who would bear His testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要问问我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves this question.
我不知道我们已经得救多久了。
I don't know how long we have been saved.
但是我们要问问我们自己，我们属灵的生命有没有被建立起来？
But we have to ask ourselves these questions. Have our spiritual lives been built up?
因为这件事情是关乎到主的见证。
Because this matter would be dependent on, this would affect the testimony of the Lord.
也关乎到我们今天我们每一个人在地上生活的价值和意义。
And this also connected to our life and our values of this view.
所以早晨我想就从这一个简单的角度。
So from this simple aspect,
就是我们属灵生命的建立这个角度，
which is from the aspect of having our spiritual life being built up.
我们来看一下这个撒种的比喻。
We want to look at this parable of the sower.
主在这里盼望我们属灵的生命能够被建立。
The Lord hopes that our spiritual life can be built up here.
他怎么来建立？
And how would He build it up?
他这里给我们看见非常的简单。
Here He shows that it is very simple.
就借着他的话。
It is through His word.
弟兄姊妹，这是主亲自启示给我们的。
Brothers and sisters, these are what God, the Lord Jesus Himself revealed to us.
我们如果读使徒行传的话，
If we study the Acts of the Apostles,
我们发现在那个时候使徒们对这件事非常的清楚。
We see that at that time the apostles were very clear on this issue.
我们知道起初教会他们开始有许多的实行。
We saw that in the early church there were many acts and doings.
主要就是4个方面。
And only from four principal perspectives.
头一方面就是持守，恒心持守使徒的教训。
Which is to hold fast the teaching of the apostles.
使徒们有很多使徒。
There are many disciples.
但是那个教训却是一个。
There are many apostles, but there's only one teaching. This is in Acts
2:42.
And this refers to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是讲到主的话语。
And this talks about the word of the Lord.
你发现在起初教会他们在那里一同聚集的时候，
You know that as the early church gathered together,
他们晓得仇敌的诡计。
They know the wicked scheme of the enemy.
他们说我们不能够为饭食有很多的分心的事。
They know that they cannot be disturbed by a distribution of food.
虽然饭食的服侍非常重要的。
Even though it is important to serve in the distribution of food.
但是我们必须以祈祷和传道为事。
But then they have to be occupied with preaching of the word and prayers.
你知道他这个是 minister of the word, 是话语的侍奉。你知道弟兄姊妹在起初这个教会在那里在地上成为主见证的时候，使徒们对这件事非常非常的清楚。
In the early church, when the church was being formed, the apostles were very, very clear about this ministry of the word.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候神的百姓离开了神的话语？
Anytime the people of God depart from the word of God,
你发现那个见证就软弱下去。
You know that the testimony will be weakened.
我们读列王记，我们读历代志，你发现那些的君王有很多的君王。
You, when you read the kings and first and second kings and first and second chronicles, there are many, many kings.
每一次他们找到律法书了。
Anytime a king discovered the book of law,
他们开始在那里考究神的律法的时候。
Anytime they start to examine the law of God,
他们立志遵行神律法的时候。
And anytime they determine to follow the law of God,
你发现那一代的君王就是合神心意的君王。
And that king became a king that satisfied the heart of God.
那一代的百姓，他们就在那里弃绝偶像，他们就在那里来遵守神的律法。
And that in that generation, the people will forsake idols and follow God.
什么时候他们把神的律法摆在一边？
Anytime they cast aside the law of God,
都不晓得律法书在哪里了。
And they didn't even know where the book of the law is.
弟兄姊妹，你发现那代的君王，那代的百姓，就是成为，就是神说他是他们在耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And that the king and the people of that generation would be considered evil in the eyes of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的话语对于神的教会何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, the word of God.Are so important to the church of God.
如果你还记得的话，你发现使徒保罗那个时候，最后一次他和以弗所的教会的长老在那里临别赠言的时候怎么说呢
？As you remember, when the apostle Paul gave his final parting words to the elders of Ephesus, what did he say?
以弗所教会是使徒保罗可以说好像在那里服侍的最久的一个聚会。
Paul has served the longest in the church in Ephesus.
你发现在聚会里面各方面都有所建立。
You see that in many areas they have been built up.
他们可能侍奉建立起来了。
Their service has been built up.
他们整个的聚会是那么刚强。
Their assemblies were very strong.
他们中间有恩赐，有工作，好像各方面都被建立起来。
In them, there were gifts and they were works and everything has been built up.
使徒保罗说：“我从此不会再见你们的面了。”
And the apostle Paul said, "I know that all of you will not see my face no more."
这是他好像最后一次跟他们讲话了。
So this is the last time he talked to them face to face.
他说：“我现在就把你们交托给神和他恩惠的道。”
Therefore, in Acts 20:32, and now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace.
因为这道能建立你们和你们。使你们和一切成圣人同得基业
which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among those who are sanctified.
弟兄姊妹，主的话语是何等的紧要。
Brothers and sisters, how critical are the word of God?
今天神还怜悯我们。
Today, the Lord still have mercy upon us.
还给我们预备夏令会这样的机会。
The Lord still prepares a summer conference for us.
弟兄姊妹，神是要借着他恩惠的道来建立我们。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to use the word of His grace to build us up.
弟兄姊妹，我们问问自己，我们属灵的生命有没有真正的被建立起来呢
？Brothers and sisters, ask yourself, have your spiritual life been built up?
有人说，你可以试试看呢。
Some people say, try me.
把三十个人交给你。
I give you 30 people.
过了一年以后，你看看还剩几个人。
After a year, do you know how many would remain?
有人说不要三十个，这个实验的牺牲太大了。
Some people say that this experiment is too dangerous.
三个人好了。
Just give me 3 people.
这是有三个人交给你。
I give you 3 people.
过了一两年以后，你看看是变成十个人的，还是一个人都不见了。
After a month, let's see if there are still 10 people or there's nobody left.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果 我说如果今天我们今天愿意在地上的生活，就是主大他正怜悯我们，我们把家庭建立起来，事业建立起来，工作建立起来，我这一辈子就感谢赞美主了。
Brothers and sisters, you know, if by the grace of God your family has been built up, your job has been built up, and your career has been built up, then you say thank and praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们根本不需要夏令会。
Brothers and sisters, then we don't need the summer conference.
我们就这样过日子就可以了。
We just go on our merry way.
主的恩典真的够我们使用了。
The grace of the Lord is sufficient for us.
但我们在地上生活有什么价值呢？
But what is the value of our days on this earth?
我们生活有什么意义呢？
What is the significance of our life?
主的旨意在哪里呢？
Where is the will of God?
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天蒙了他的恩典。
Today we have been saved by his grace.
是为了他自己荣耀的旨意。
It's for his glorious will.
如果我们盼望我们属灵的生命能被建立起来。
If we want, if we desire our spiritual lives to be built up.
弟兄姊妹，我为这样宝贵的机会，我们何等的感谢和赞美我们的神呢？
How we would thank and praise our Lord for this precious opportunity.
特别是在这样一个末后的时代的里面。
Particularly in the end times.
我们真的看见说，那个能听到纯正的话语的机会真的是不多呀。
It is not often that we can hear the pure word of God.
感谢主，主今天真的这样的怜悯我们。
We thank the Lord that he has such mercy toward us.
让我们里面都有这样的渴慕的心。
So that we have this desire and longing for him in our hearts.
因为我们都是他的门徒。
Because we're all his disciples.
弟兄姊妹，你发现没有？当神的话兴旺的时候。
Brothers and sisters, did you notice when the word of God is keep on spreading?
使徒行传里面出现三次说神的话兴旺了。
There are three references in the book of Acts where, when it talks about the word of God spreading or growing or multiplying.
你就发现在这个第六章里面主的话兴旺起来，门徒的数目就加增了。
You see that in Acts 6:7, it talks about, and the word of God kept on spreading, and the number of disciples continued to increase greatly.
不是受洗的人数增加了。
It is not the number of the people who have been baptized increased.
不是做信徒的人数增加了。
It is not the number of saints that have increased.
是门徒的人数增加了。
It is the number of disciples increased greatly.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现我们要得着主的话是何等宝贵的。
It is so precious for us to gain the word of God.
主的话日渐兴旺，越发广传。
Therefore, the word of the Lord continues to grow and to be multiplied.
主的话大大的兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。
And so the word of God was growing mightily and prevailing.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望过得胜的生活吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you want to have an overcoming life?
我们盼望我们这一生不再是一生的叹息吗
？Do you want to have your life not be a life of sighing?
愿我们常常宝贵主的话胜过我们宝贵过于我们自己口中的食物。
May we treasure the word of God more than we treasure the food in our mouth.
弟兄姊妹，主这里给我们看是非常简单。
Brothers and sisters, here the Lord shows us it's very simple indeed.
告诉我们说，是他的话。
He said it's just his word.
那个撒种的就是我们的主。
The sower is our Lord.
他就要把天国的道撒在我们的心里。
He wants to sow the word of the kingdom of God in
our
hearts. And he wants to speak his words into your heart.
这道能建立我们。
Because this word can build you up.
能够让我们和一切成圣人同得基业。
Which would give us the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
那么我们看见当主在这里讲这个比喻的时候。
So, and we see that as the Lord was uttering this parable.
他好像没有给我们很多外面的做法。
He did not provide many outward doings for us.
他没有说你们一年要读几遍圣经。
He did not say you are mandated to read the Bible X times a year.
或者说你们应该把哪一些圣经把它好好的背下来。
Or you're supposed to memorize this and this book in the Bible.
因为虽然主没有提到这些事。
Even though the Lord did not mention these things.
我们知道这些外面的做法是非常重要的。
And we do also know that these outward doings are important indeed.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要。用各样的智慧丰丰富富地把神的道存在我们的心里。
We really do need to use all means to hide his word richly in our hearts.
我们和一些年轻的弟兄姊妹在一起追求的时候，哎呀，他们在一起啊，在那彼此的在那里背圣经。
As we pursue the Lord with younger brothers and sisters, they are memorizing the passages in the Bible.
虽然我也很年轻，不过跟他们在一起就更年轻一点。
Even though I am pretty young, but with them, I am made younger.
你就发现他们在那里，如果有人背一节圣经的话。
You know that in their midst, if one memorized one verse,
他们就有人背两节圣经了。
Then there's somebody else who would memorize two verses.
下一次背圣就有人背一段圣经。
And then the next time there'll be someone who memorized a whole passage.
等到第四次就有人背一章的圣经。
And the fourth time there'll be someone who memorized a whole chapter of the Bible.
我们真的感谢主啊。
We truly thank the Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹，我们里面对主的话有这样的渴慕，愿意这样的把主的话这样丰丰富富的存在我们里面，这实在是教会的福气啊。
It is truly a blessing to the church that we have this desire to long for the Lord and to hide His word richly in our hearts.
这些都是非常宝贵的。
These are all very precious indeed.
但是你发现主在这里好像没有特别提到这些外面的做。
However, the Lord did not mention any of these outer doings.
主怎样借着他的话使我们属灵的生命被建立
How would the Lord use his word to establish a spiritual life?
那个秘诀是什么
What is the secret?
那个关键在哪里
What is the key?
那个秘诀那个关键好像不是在外面这些做法的上面
The secret and the key is not in the outward doings.
不要误会我你接着我今天不是让你去背圣经不是我盼望你多多的背圣经
Don't misunderstand me. It's not that I tell you not to memorize the Bible. You should surely memorize the Bible.
但你发现，就算我这个人把整本圣经全都背下来了
，But even if you were to memorize the entire Bible,
我是不是属灵的生命就被建立了呢
？Does it mean that my spiritual life has been built up?
那不一定。
Not necessarily true.
所以我们看见主这里告诉我们说，他是怎样借着他的话，让我们属灵的生命被建立起来呢？
Therefore, we want to study his words and see how he would build up our spiritual life.
那个秘诀是什么呢
What is the secret?
当我们读的时候，特别是主的这段话的解释，我们看得非常的清楚。
And we can see it very clearly in the explanation by the Lord.
这个马太十三章这个十八节后面这一段。
Matthew 13:18 onward.
那么这里他说，听见天国的道理不明白的，那就是什么土啊？
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand, what soil is this?
这是什么土
What soil is this?
没人回答，没读圣经。
None of you have read the passage.
这是什么土
What soil is this?
那路旁土，对不对
It is the soil beside the road, correct?
这不是简单吗？就是路旁土吗
It's the soil beside the road. Isn't that simple enough?
请问听了天国的道就明白的是什么土啊
Let me ask you another question. If you hear the word of the kingdom of God and you understand it, what soil is this?
什么土啊
What soil is this?
好土啊
The good soil.
所以你看见主在这讲的话多简单啊
You see how simple the Lord's words are.
不明白的就是路旁土
You don't understand his word, you are the soil beside the road.
明白的就是好土
If you understand, you're the good soil.
就这么简单呢。
It is that simple.
我这次在读的时候，我觉得，我说这话对吗
？And as I read it this time, I'm like, is this really true?
如果是明白的，就是好土了。
If I understand His word and I'm the good soil,
我早就是好土了。
I should have been the good soil for a long time.
我不止一百倍了，可能。
I would not have yielded just 100-fold.
我的也许更多倍了。
I would multiply the number.
比如我们觉得我们明白了。
We feel that we understand.
就是我们中间有的朋友来听我们讲，他们都明白了。
Even gospel friends in our midst, they feel that they understand too.
有一次我们是特会，那是三天的特会啊。
One time we had a special meeting for 3 days.
那一次我记得有些出现弟兄姊妹没有听懂。
At that time, I remember some believers who were just saved. They did not understand.
但是我们中间有个朋友来跟我们一起听到的。
But there's a gospel friend who were listening to these words with us.
三次人家都来了。
He showed up all 3 times.
我想这个差不多是好土了。
So I was thinking this must be the good soil.
我问他说你听明白了吗
？So I asked him, do you understand?
这个人太啰嗦了。
This person is so long-winded.
这么点事讲三堂啊。
It's just this little thing. He stretched it out into 3 sermons.
我5分钟搞定了。
I can get it all done in 5 minutes.
那我想这一定是好土了。
So I think this is surely good soil.
这不写了吗？明白的就是好土啊。
Here it says in the book of Matthew, you understand you're the good soil.
弟兄姊妹，我就觉得这到底是怎么回事啊？
So I can't make any head or tail of this.
到底明白不明白?
So do I understand or do I not understand?
我们这早晨起来，这个小朋友他们因为上学很紧张，你知道他们都爱吃这个牛奶冲那个 cereal， 就是冲那个什么，中文忘记了，反正叫 cereal 就对了。
So when my children, they're rushing for time to go to school, and so they would get the milk and cereal.
那么那个时候，我记得开始我就跟我太太说，不要买那个 2%， 那个两个百分比的那个，就是2%的那个奶，不要买那个。
So I told my wife, don't buy 2% milk.
它跟水一样啊。
This is just like milk. Water.
来个 water， 对。只有百分之二，你这能喝吗？这东西
？There's only 2% fat in this milk. This is drinkable.
他讲多了。那么 anyway， 那么那个时候人家告诉我，后来人家告诉你错了，你错了。
And then other people told me you're wrong.
不是百分之二，是那个 fat， 是那个油啊，那肥油是百分之二。
So the 2% is not 2% milk, but 2% fat.
哎呦，我说那你就多喝一点吧。
So I said drink more of it.
哎呀，这个从前喝一杯，现在喝四杯没关系，反正就百分之二嘛。
Because it's 2% milk, why don't you drink 4 cups, not just 2 cups?
后来说你又错了。
Then people said you're wrong again.
我说我怎么又错了？
Why am I wrong again?
他说那百分之二不是指着。是那个全奶的脂肪的百分之二，不是。
The 2% is not referring to 2% of the fat of the whole milk.
他说的百分之二是说他这一种的营养在他整个这个牛奶里的百分比。
So this percentage refers to the nutrition in the entire milk.
我说那全奶是百分之几啊
？So what is the percentage for whole milk?
有没有知道全奶是百分之几啊
？Do you know the percentage for whole milk?
百分之四。
4%.
路旁土，我告诉你。
This is soil beside the road.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是明白了吗
？Do we truly understand?
弟兄姊妹，这好像是生活上的事情，是不是
？This is just like minor details of life.
在属灵的事，是不是我们就都明白了呢
？However, in terms of spiritual matters, do we all understand?
我想，我们想说主的宝血的真理。
We know the truth about the precious blood of the Lord.
有谁不明白宝血的真理？
Who doesn't know the truth of the precious blood?
有谁敢举手？我不大明白。
Anybody dare to raise your hand and say, I don't quite understand it?
这多羞耻啊！
This is shameful.
这不能举手的。
You dare not raise your hand.
就是不明白也不能举手啊。
Even if you don't understand, you dare not raise your hand.
更何况我们觉得我们都明白了。
Not to mention, we all think we understand.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？一个事情你明白不明白，当你用的时候你就知道了。
To test whether you truly understand or not, when you're applying the truth, then you know.
你祷告的时候，我们就主的宝血厚厚遮盖我。
And you pray that the precious blood covers me greatly.
我不说你这样祷告是错。
I'm not saying that you're praying incorrectly.
但是我们里面都感觉好像不大明白。
However, in my sense, you probably do not understand.
你读利未记。
Read Leviticus.
你看那些长大麻风的。
Look at those lepers.
那是何等的污秽呢
？They were so filthy.
在圣经里面没有什么样的病比大麻风更污秽。
In the Bible, there's no other disease that is more filthy than
大麻风的污秽怎么洁净啊
？And how do you cleanse leprosy?
是不是拿一盆血啊
？Do you use a bowl of blood?
照我们的祷告，应该三盆血才够啊。
According to our prayer, we have to pour out three bowls, three containers of blood.
你知道那个祭司洁净他是怎么洁净吗
？Do you know how the priest cleanses leprosy?
就用这个手指蘸。
The priest would use his fingertip and dip a little bit of blood.
就抹一下他的耳壳。
And it would touch his earlobe.
就抹一下他的右手指。
And would the priest would use the blood and touch his right finger.
同一点的他大脚拇指。
And would touch would use the blood to touch his big toe.
这怎么叫厚厚的遮盖
？How is that using his precious blood to cover us greatly?
大祭司带着血进到至圣所里面。
And as the great high priest is bringing his blood into the holy of holies.
我想那得带多少血进去啊
？Do you know how much blood he would bring into the holy of holies?
那还了得吗？进到神的同在里面。
Because he's entering into the presence of God.
至圣所呀。
This is the holy place.
这样污秽败坏的人怎么进得去啊
How a filthy person can enter into a place like that?
你看那个祭司就弹。
However, the priest just flick him, the blood.
弟兄姊妹，这些旧约圣经的图画给我们很多的启示。
Brothers and sisters, these typologies in the Old Testament give us much revelation.
给我们看见说，如果我们真的明白主宝血的意思。
If we truly understand the purpose of the precious blood of the Lord.
什么时候摸着一点宝血的实际，我们整个人的问题都得解决。
Anytime you touch a little bit of the reality of the precious blood, all your problems are solved.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的明白。
Brothers and sisters, do we truly understand?
有的时候我们觉得我们都已经是一百倍的人。
Sometimes we already think that we've yielded a crop 100-fold.
但是真的没想到原来是路旁土。
However, we didn't know that we are just like the soil beside the road.
难怪经过这么多的年日，属灵的生命没有被建立啊。
Therefore, after all this time has passed, our spiritual life has not been built up.
有人说路旁土就路旁土，我们谦卑。
Then some people say, I don't mind being the soil beside the road. I'm being humble.
弟兄姊妹，不在乎你的感觉如何。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't depend on what your sense is.
那个难处不在乎你我的感觉如何。
The difficulty is not dependent on your sense.
难处是说我们属灵的生命有没有被建立起来。
The key is whether your spiritual life has been built up or not.
有的弟兄说他读过所有尼弟兄的书。
Some brothers claim that they have read all the books written by Watchman Nee.
奥斯汀·巴克弟兄的书。
And he has also read all the books by T.S. Scott.
A.B. Simpson 的书。
He has read all the books by A.B. Simpson.
A.W. Tozer 的书。
And all the books by A.W. Tozer.
Spurgeon 的书。
Oh, and all the books by Spurgeon.
弟兄姊妹，他好像是所有属灵的书他都读遍了。
It's like he has read all the spiritual books.
这回应该有一千个人交在他手里了，对不对？
Therefore, there should be 1,000 people committed into his
hands. 他觉得自己应该一千倍了，是不是？
He felt that he would have yielded a crop 1,000-fold.
很多时候我们根本不晓得我们原来还是一个路旁土。
A lot of times we didn't even realize we're still the soil beside the road.
因为这里有仇敌。
Because here there's an enemy, an evil one.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现这个仇敌做的工多么邪恶的一件事？
Did you notice that the work that this evil person did was so evil?
他不是从你头脑里把道夺去。
He did not steal the word from your head.
他从你心里。
He steals the word from your heart.
很多的时候，我们好像听的道越多，我们越成为路旁。
Sometimes.The more sermons we hear, the more we become like soil beside the road.
我们耳朵发痒。
And our ears have become dull of hearing.
我们觉得我们要增添许多的师父。
We want to say we want to add onto more service.
我们要偏向许多虚晃的言语。
And we lean toward a lot of deceitful words.
我们甚至厌烦着纯正的道理。
To the point that we're loathsome to these words of purity.
我们好像听到的时候，有的成了陪审员一样。
Sometimes when we're listening to the word, it's as if we were a juror.
我们觉得这个人还不如上次那人讲的好呢。
We said this preacher is not as good as the one before.
打准的比喻，就别说讲道人可以讲，我也可以讲了。
Forget about the preacher. I can preach about the parable of the sower.
你知道，有的时候人听讲道，就好像人听以西结讲道一样。
You see that sometimes when you listen to the sermons, it's like people listening to Ezekiel.
以西结讲道应该是非常好听的。
Ezekiel should have preached very good sermons.
他说这个圣经上说人听他讲到好像是听那些声音优雅善于歌唱所唱的雅歌。
The people who were listening to the sermons of Ezekiel were listening to something like beautiful songs by great singers.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说跟以西结说你的心不要归向他。
However, Ezekiel said that don't When you listen to those sermons, your heart should not turn to them.
那是路旁土。
Because those are soil beside the road.
我们可以欣赏一个道。
We can think about some word.
但是我们要看看那个飞鸟有没有来，把从我们心里把那个道夺去。
But we have to see if the bird has come and steal the word.
我记得有一次我在听一个特会的一个信息。
I remember one time I was listening to a message from a special conference.
那个信息哈讲的是教会的真理。
That message pertained to the truth of the church.
那个是在一个好像是在澳洲还在反正是远东，我没有办法去，所以就拿到这个 那个录音来听。
The message was preached in Australia or some faraway place I couldn't go, so I got these tapes.
我真的觉得听录音跟到那去听真的不一样。
I truly can feel a dramatic difference between listening to a passage in a sermon in person versus listening to the tapes.
我不是一边缝衣服一边做菜一边听，我不是。
I'm not multitasking and listening to the tapes and while cooking and sewing.
我是跟主说我要把自己分别出来，专门听这个道的。
I told the Lord I'm going to consecrate myself and I'm going to spend my time solely on listening to the word.
但是一个人坐在那里，慢慢就困下去了。
But as I'm sitting there, I'm starting to get drowsy.
后来人家告诉我，哎，现在的技术很好，连那个这个讲道录音都打出来了，就是可以看的。
And people told me that they're transcribed all these messages because of high technology.
你看这多好，一边听一边看，多好。
So you can listen to the message and you can read the transcript at the same time.
那一天，我实在不敢说我得到什么。
That day, I truly could not say that I had gained anything.
但我觉得主特别的告诉我一件。
But the Lord particularly reminded me of one thing.
关乎教会的真理。
Pertaining to the truth of the church,
我根本就是个路旁。
I am like the soil beside the road.
我发现那天我一点都不明白。
As I listened, I think that I could not understand anything.
好像已经学习服侍主好多年了。
It is as if I've learned to serve the Lord for many, many years.
所以从那天开始，我就跟主好像我里面有个感觉。
But from that day onward, I have the sense inside me.
每一次听有弟兄讲道的时候。
So I said to the Lord, every time I listen to somebody preach the word.
我学习记笔记。
I'm learning to take notes.
要不然我真的常常成为路旁土而不自知。
Otherwise, I would become the soil beside the road, and I wouldn't even know it myself.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们每一个人的光景。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about your every single person's condition.
但是主的话讲得很清楚。
However, the word of the Lord is very, very clear.
如果是都明白了。
If you all understand.
100倍、60倍、30倍。
You would yield a crop 100-fold, 60-30.
是不是在我们的感觉里面，我们都明白了？
But in our senses, do we all understand?
但是，是仇敌来了以后，把从我们心里的道夺去。
But it is the evil one who comes and snatches away what has been sown in our heart.
他把那个道留在你头脑里面。
He leaves the word in your mind.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们有的时候成为路旁土而不自知。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we have become the soil beside the road and we don't even know it.
如果有一天主光照我们，发现自己真的是路旁土。
One day, if the Lord truly enlightens us and we see that we are the soil beside the road.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是有盼望的。
Brothers and sisters, we truly have hope.
所以圣经上说，那自以为聪明的愚昧人，那个比那个真正的愚昧人还没有指望吗？
Therefore, the Bible says that the people who think that they're wise but they're foolish have less hope than the true fools.
弟兄姊妹，我想。仇敌在神的儿女中间做了一些非常邪恶的事。
Brothers and sisters, I feel that the enemy has done a very evil thing in the children of God.
你知道很多时候我们读这个，我不知道你们一年读几遍圣经，反正每一次读到这个杂种的比喻的时候，我们就对号入座嘛。
I don't know how many times you read the Bible through each year, but every time we read through the parable of the sower, we would say, "We're the good soil."
那不是我们对号入座，就是我是哪种土的。
Oh, then we decide which soil we are.
你知道每一次我对号入座都不做第一个。
Every time when I try to decide which soil we are in, I'm not
number one. 我
做
过那个凸显石头地，我说这个主啊怜悯我，现在凸显石头地。
I would say that I am the rocky places with no depth of soil.
有的时候我说主啊感谢你今天让我看见我是荆棘土。
Sometimes I would say, thank Lord, I am the soil with thorns.
甚至还觉得最近这个土还不错。
And sometimes I would say, this soil is not quite so bad.
现在这土是好土了。
Now this soil is good soil.
就好像从来没有对号说，主啊，怜悯我。
But I never would match the word of the Bible to my true condition to say, Lord, have mercy on me.
原来只有一个路旁。
Because I am only the soil beside the road.
我觉得主这段比喻非常。
I think that the parable of the Lord is indeed very good.
他没有就这样的好像。让我们知道我们是路旁土，就这样的让我们就这样去了。
He doesn't just let us know that we are just like the soil beside a road and let us be.
他乃是要来帮助我。
The Lord wants to help us.
他要帮助我们 看看我们这些路旁土，怎么样能成为好土。
He wants to change the soil beside the road to turn them into good soil.
因为他要把我们属灵的生命建立起来。
Because he wants to build up your spiritual life.
我们的主从来都不消极的。
Our Lord is never not proactive.
什么时候他光照我们，他的拯救就随着他的光照。
Anytime he enlightens us, his salvation surely follows.
所以你看见他这里真的给我们拯救的。
Here you really see that salvation is here.
他让我们看见我们在实际的生活里怎么样成从那个路旁土成为那个好土。
So here you can see that in reality, how the soil beside the road can turn into good soil.
所以我们读的时候，我们大家都很清楚了。
So here, when we read, we're all clear.
头一个就是这个路旁土。
The first type of soil is the soil beside the road.
你说这是什么秘诀啊？
So you said, what is the secret here?
读主的话，这个我们这个圣经上给我们很多这样读主话的榜样。
We see a lot of examples of people reading the Word of God.
很多圣徒他们读主的话的时候是反复思想。
A lot of times when the saints read the Word in the Bible, they meditate back and forth.
所以呢，你呢？读主的话有的时候需要反复思想。
So when you read the Bible, you need to meditate back and forth.
主这里给我们举个例子。
The Lord gave us an example.
他告诉我们那一个软弱的那一面。
He tells us the example from the weakness.
有的人听得到啊，欢喜领受，但是受到了挫折，受到了难处，他就离开了。
Like in verse 20, sometimes they hear someone would hear the word of God and immediately receives it with joy.And then when affliction and persecution arises, he immediately falls away.
这是讲的软弱的。
This is speaking from the side of weakness.
那有没有听了主的道，还受了挫折了，受了艰难，不走的有没有？
But are there other people who do not depart after affliction and persecution arise?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is our secret.
我每次读到那个埃及阿伯太监那个故事，我都非常受感动。
Every time I read about the story of the Ethiopian eunuch, I'm greatly moved.
因为那一个太监他是付了代价去参加特会的。
Because that eunuch has paid a great high price to attend the conference.
比我们付的代价多多了。
He has paid a higher price than what we would have paid.
那个时候没有汽车，没有飞机，什么都没有了。
At that time, there were no automobiles or planes.
从他的那个住的地方到耶路撒冷，我看真的照着一般走，要走可能要走差不多一个月或者是几个星期的时间。
From the place where he was dwelling to Jerusalem, it probably took him a few weeks to a month.
这么大的渴慕。
He had such longing.
去完以后没听懂啊。
And after he attended the conference, he did not understand.
他竟然不明白啊。
He dare not understand.
但是他可贵在哪里？
But what is so precious about this eunuch?
他没有离开。
He did not leave.
他在回家的路上就把圣经打开了。
On his way home, he opened the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，有没有的时候你听到的时候，今天你费了很大的代价，你为了孩子你真的付了很大代价，你为了老人家你付了很大的代价，你来聚会竟然一句话没听懂。
Brothers and sisters, have you encountered situations where you've paid a high price for your parents, a high price for your children, and you come to a meeting, but you hear the word and you do not understand?
你有没有在回家路上
Would you be one who on the way home, would you open the Bible?
这一个埃及阿伯的太监不肯做路旁土。
This Ethiopian eunuch dare not be the soil beside the road.
主啊，我不愿意做路旁土。
He does not want to be the soil beside the road.
我去了几天的特会，一句话没有听懂。
I've been to the special conference for several days and I did not understand a word.
但我并不退后。
However, I would not shrink back.
我不晓得为什么他没听懂。
I don't know why I don't understand.
是不是有人觉得他是黑人不给他传讲？
Maybe it's because of his skin color, nobody would preach to him.
是不是被人在那儿的好像受羞辱一样？
Is it because he has been bearing shame?
被人摆在一边。
And has cast aside.
好像都没人给他讲解一样。
And nobody would be talking and teaching him.
但他并没有走开。
However, he did not walk away.
他渴慕。
He has a longing.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得在座的我们的弟兄姊妹，你有没有回家的路上就把圣经打开的经历？
I don't know whether you have this experience that after you leave here, on your way home, you open up the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我们一个星期至少有两次这样的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we have at least two opportunities each week to do that.
可能今天讲的内容我真的没听懂。
Maybe you don't understand the sermon today.
我实在付了代价了。
I tried to pay the price.
聚会有人还给我使眼色了。
And somebody was giving me dirty looks in the meeting.
还对我有对不起了。
And people have been offending me in the meeting place.
弟兄姊妹，你发现如果我们每个星期的两次聚会，我们都抓住。
Brothers and sisters, if you seize upon the opportunity twice a week.
你说在路上我们要开车呢，你回到家里有没有打？
You say that you can't open a Bible when you're driving, but when you get home, do you open up your Bible? One day, I was listening to a fellowship of a brother. That was a brother who was full of grace. He casually told us some of his secret. After he get home every Friday and every Sunday, he would meditate upon the words that the Lord speaks to him each time, and he would jot them down.
这样的弟兄，他一天有多少次机会？
So for a brother such as this, how many opportunities does he have?
一年有一百次。
Each year you have 100 opportunities.
你要去夏令会，一个夏令会就十一次机会。
If you go to the summer conference, there are 11 opportunities.
弟兄姊妹，如果一年是一百次机会，
Brothers and sisters, if you have 100 opportunities each year,
十年就应该一千次机会。
So in 10 years, you would have 1,000 opportunities.
你觉得他属灵的生命有没有可能被建立起来？
Do you feel that this person's spiritual life can be built out?
另外一个弟兄，
Now turning to another brother,
每个星期两次的机会统统浪费掉。
He squanders away both opportunities each week.
这讲的是什么呀？
What is he talking about?
什么路旁土啊？
What about the soil beside the road?
这撒种的比我早知道了。
I've already heard about the parable of the sower.
每个星期两次机会都浪费掉了。
So he squandered away both opportunities each week.
弟兄姊妹，十年下来，
Brothers and sisters, after 10 years,
一千次的机会都浪费了。
He has squandered away 1,000 opportunities.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得哪个弟兄可以被主建立起来？
Brothers and sisters, which one of the two brothers do you feel can be built up by the Lord?
我那个时候刚刚开始出来学习服侍主的时候，弟兄们告诉我说，20年。
As I was first starting to learn to serve the Lord in my ministry, the brothers told me you need to learn for 20 years.
我说20年是天文数字。
20 years, that's an astronomical number.
感觉是。Forever, 感觉好像到永远，二十年呢。
20 years in my senses.
我还有希望吗？二十年。
Do I still have hope? This is 20 years you're talking about.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的生命，如果二十年，因着主的怜悯，我们有一点长进，弟兄姊妹，那是何等宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, if your spiritual life is being built up a little bit in 20 years, how precious that is.
二十年一眨眼都过去了。
In the twinkle of an eye, 20 years would pass by.
弟兄们，你想想，如果你信主的时候是30岁，
Brothers and sisters, say you believe in the Lord when you're 30.
等你到50岁的时候，
When you turn 50,
聚会里哪一个查经有需要，你都可以顶上去。
Anytime there's a Bible study group that needs some leader, you can always be the leader.
那个组30个人的时候，你去了以后变成50个人。
If you go to a group that starts with 30 people in the Bible study, it will turn out there'll be 50 people attending.
弟兄姊妹，教会真的是有希望了。
Brothers and sisters, the church indeed have hope.
弟兄姊妹，不要觉着说好像每一次的机会我们就随便就这样浪费过去了。
Brothers and sisters, do not squander away each and every single opportunity.
我们养孩子都知道，这十年好像一眨眼就过去了。
We who raise children, we know that raising children for 10 years is like, you know, twinkle of an eye.
这一千次的机会你把握住几次？
And out of these 1,000 opportunities, how many opportunities have you seized upon?
你看那个埃及阿伯太监，你说他这样在神面前祷告的时候，
You look at the Ethiopian eunuch as he was praying in this
manner before God. 圣灵马上就来帮助他。
The Holy Spirit immediately came to his aid.
我们知道他把这个腓力派来了，对不对？
Holy Spirit sent Philip, didn't he?
弟兄们，多宝贵啊！
So precious.
你不要以为腓力在那里好像没事干，好像在喝咖啡，在那里做什么，没有，腓力非常忙的。
I don't feel that Philip had a lot of spare time. He was sipping his coffee and he's lots to do.
腓力那个时候在那里 主借着他建立了撒玛利亚的聚会，真是方兴未艾啊。
The Lord used him mightily to establish the church in Samaria.
那个时候最需要他的时候。
That was the time when the church in Samaria truly needed him.
所有的事物是最忙的时候。
And he has been so much burdened with all these works.
这里有一个渴慕的人。
However, there's a person who's longing for the Lord here. There is someone who does not want to remain the soul beside the Lord. Therefore, the Holy Spirit sent Philip. That day, the Ethiopian eunuch understood. He did not remain soil beside the road. He did not leave with sorrow in his heart. He leaves with all joy.
弟兄姊妹, where there is a student, there will be a teacher. 无论哪里有一个学生，主就会给你派一个教师来。弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面肯有这样的一个心愿。
Brothers and sisters, as long as you have this longing desire in your heart,
不甘愿做路旁徒。
You do not want to remain the soil beside the road.
你看看圣灵怎样来帮助你。
You see how the Holy Spirit is coming to your aid.
我不知道那个腓力是怎么来的。
I don't know how Philip came.
但是我确实相信他坐在埃及亚伯太监身上的事也会坐到我们的身上。
But I truly believe that what the Spirit has done in the Ethiopian eunuch, the Spirit will also do in us.
有的时候就量给我们一些的艰难。
Sometimes the Lord measures some affliction in our life.
是目的是让我们学习他的律例。
This is to teach us about his commandments.
有些弟兄们工作稍微艰难一点就赶紧换工作。
There are some brothers when they face a little bit of affliction in their job, they would change their job.
有些人在家里面稍微受的挫折就不干了，我这个饭我罢工了，说是。
Some people would encounter some affliction, a little affliction in the family, and they'll say, I'm going on strike.
但是诗篇一百一十九篇七十一节那里告诉我们说，受苦原来有很大的益处的。
However, in Psalm 119:79, it says that there's great value in affliction.
让我们学习他的律例。
Therefore, we have to know thy testimonies.
我们可以 understand, 我们可以明白。
So that we can understand thy testimonies.
你知道认识主的那些神的儿女，他们有的时候还在主面前呢，还让主啊，还量给他们一些难处来。
Some people, some brothers and sisters who truly know the Lord, they would actually demand the Lord to measure some affliction to them.
你知道他们让主让把他们的信心好像韧带一样拉一拉。
They want the Lord to stretch out their faith.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个我的腰不好啊？有弟兄告诉我你需要做屈伸的动作。
Because I have a bad back, some brothers and sisters recommend that I do some back exercise to bend down.
痛了，我说不行，刚到膝盖就痛了。
When I bend down, I can't even touch my knees and my back hurts.
不要叫。
He said, don't complain.
三十秒。
You have to bend down 30 seconds.
三十秒。
30 seconds.
不是三十分钟。
Not 30 minutes.
更不是三小时，都不是。
Not 3 hours.
每一次你就三十秒。
Just bend down like that for 30 seconds.
我现在这样摸到地。
Now I can with my hands,
你不信等等到聚完会我告诉你，我会给你看一下。
If you don't believe me, I'll demonstrate after the meeting.
你发现其实神很爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, God loves us
so much. 记着一点至真至轻的苦楚，把我们的信心稍微拉一些。
He uses momentary light affliction to stretch our faith a little bit.
我们都很喜欢戴德生弟兄的故事，是不是
？We all love the story of Hudson Taylor.
哎呀，我读的那个时候，我跟小朋友一起读，我真的是很受感动。
As I was reading the biographies of Hudson Taylor with my children, I'm truly moved.
这个时间好像好吧，这个就简单讲好了。那么这一个弟兄，他在神面前他是要去中国服侍的。
To simply put, this brother wanted to serve in China.
那么他是约着要学点医学，要不然的话去那边很难被主使用。
So he felt that he probably need to study medicine, otherwise would not be useful in China.
因着没有钱的缘故，所以只能够半工半读，一边给一个医生打工，一边读书。
Because he had no means, therefore he had to study medicine part time and work for a physician part time.
那么这个医生很忙的。
And this physician was very busy.
三个月给他一次工资。
He would only pay Hudson Taylor once every 3 months.
而这个工资是将将卡卡，能够够他活下去。
And the wages were only barely enough for him to survive.
他只能住在那种很就像贫民区一样那样的公寓才能够住下去。
He could only afford to live in places like the slums. So Hudson Taylor prayed to the Lord. He felt that the Lord is trying to exercise faith. And the physician said, because I'm too busy, when it's time, then remind me. But as Hudson Taylor was praying to the Lord, he had the sense that the Lord told him to have the Lord remind the physician.
如果主不提醒，那我就要饿肚子。
If the Lord did not remind the physician, you would be going, you would be starving.
房东就要把我扫地出门呢。
And the landlord will chase me out of my apartment.
他这样在神面前祷告以后。
As he is praying accordingly before the Lord.
他天天看有没有人给他奉献。
Every day is watching if somebody is making an offering to him.
没人奉献。
Nope.
老板也没记得。
And his boss did not remember to pay him.
钱也没提醒。
And nobody was remembering.
眼看着这钱口袋里都没有了。
And he's seeing that his money is dwindling.
主还把他带领到一个将死的一个妇人的面前。
And the Lord also led him to a dying woman.
让他为他祷告。
So that Hudson Taylor could pray for
this dying woman. 她生孩子大出血，几乎命都快没了。
And this woman had a hemorrhage after giving birth, and the hemorrhage was so bad, she almost lost her life.
他祷告地说，主啊，我们在天上的父。
And he prayed, our Lord, our Heavenly Father.
主就在里面问他，真的吗？
And the Lord was asking him, am I really the Heavenly Father?
我真的是你的天父吗？
Am I really your Heavenly Father?
他继续祷告，我们今用的饮食今日赐给我。
And he continued to pray, give us today our daily bread.
我说真的吗？
And the Lord said to him, is this really true?
你口袋里那个钱给他吧。
Then bring the money you have into this woman.
主啊，你也没有提醒我老板呢。
And he said, well, you didn't remind my boss to pay me.
这口袋里这个钱就是今天晚上要过日子的。
This money is just enough for me to spend the night.
那么主的圣灵感动他，就把这个钱给他。
But the Spirit of the Lord moved him to give money to the woman.
这个时候他有理由跟神再继续argue了，跟神吵架了。
So now he has the right to argue with the Lord.
现在什么都没有了。
Now I have nothing.
现在你必须提醒我老板了。
Now you have to remind my boss.
你不提醒我老板，我根本没法过日子了。
You remind my boss, if he doesn't pay me, I can't go on.
不提醒。
And the Lord did not remind his boss.
接着一个环境供给他，他掏出去的四倍的钱。
And through a different circumstance, God provided the money, four times the money that he gave to that woman. And when this a new pot of money has expired,
主啊，这实在是没办法了，你得提醒了。And then
he said to the Lord, Lord, you have to remind my boss to pay me.
哎呀，好高兴啊，那天是礼拜六啊，那个老板就跟他说，哎，我多少日子没给你钱了。
And that day was a Saturday, and his boss asked him, how many days have I not paid you?
他告诉老板说已经过了多少多少天了。And he
told his boss, so many, many days have passed.
欢喜快乐，感谢赞美主啊。He
was full of gladness and full of joy.
这喜乐还没说出来呢。He
hasn't even uttered his thanks.
老板跟他对不起。And
then his boss apologized to him.
说今天所有的现金都已经存到银行里。
I have deposited all the cash in the bank.
那我明天早上怎么给房东钱呢？
And then he said, how am I going to pay my landlord tomorrow morning?
提醒了。
He has been reminded.
没钱。
But no money.
那是6点钟。
That's 6 p.m.
戴德生是非常好的这个助手，他一直工作到10点。
However, he's a very good assistant, so he continued to work until 10 p.m.
他在那里要关灯，要把炉子什么都要关好的时候。
As he was closing down the stove and closing it down everything,
他老板回来了。
His boss returned.
老板说真是奇怪了，我都睡觉了，有人把我给叫起来了。
I was deep sound asleep and somebody woke me up.
有一个他的病人是很有钱的，从来都不用现金给他钱，这次非得要给他现金，而且把他从床上叫起来给他。
His boss had a very wealthy patient. He is so wealthy and he wanted to wake up the boss to pay him in cash.
他真是不知道为什么。And
this person has never paid in cash, and he didn't understand why, but, you know, he was woken up with this cash. And therefore, Hudson Taylor bowed his head and worshiped his God.
他知道为什么那一个有钱人被叫醒。He
understood why this rich person woke up his boss.
那一次，戴德生弟兄他的信心好像被主拉了。
that time, it's as if Hudson Taylor's faith has been stretched by the Lord.
如果你在讲台上讲说神是听祷告的神，
if you preach on the pulpit that God is a God who hears prayers,
他每一次听他都阿们。
Every time he hears this, he said amen.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们所明白的道，每一次我们都听得非常非常的认真。
For the truth you truly understand, you listen very seriously.
每一次讲到神是听祷告的神，我想我们的弟兄都会阿们的。
I think that every time he preaches that God is a God who hears prayers,
弟兄姊妹，
our brother is saying amen.
弟兄姊妹，何等奇妙呢！
Princess, this is marvelous.
这是主给我们的秘诀。
This is the secret that the Lord has given us.
这是头一个秘诀。
This is the first secret.
对不起，我的时间不多了，不过我会后面我也给大家稍微说一下。
Because of time constraint, we'll move on.
后面就告诉我们说那个荆棘土。
Later on, it talks about a soil with thorns.
我就想说这个荆棘从哪来的？
Where do thorns come from?
荆棘会不会从无到有啊？
Can thorns turn from nothing into being?
荆棘也有种子啊。
Even thorns have seeds.
你就发现我们这个人有的是主的话没听多少，是非倒听了很多。
Hey, you see that we people we haven't heard a lot of word of the Lord, but we hear a lot of gossips.
很多是非，很多这些其他世界上的言语听了很多。
We hear a lot of gossips and a lot of word from the world.
弟兄姊妹，这些都让荆棘很快长起来了。
And these are all like the thorns that grow up very quickly.
弟兄姊妹，我真的有的是读圣经，我就觉得。像撒母耳真的很不容易啊。
A lot of times when I read the Bible, I feel that Samuel indeed was in a very difficult condition.
你知道他小的时候侍奉的时候，整个你要说那是个教会那个聚会的话，那真是一塌糊涂。我告诉你。
The time when he was growing up in the church, it was an utter chaos.
那个以利真的是不敬畏神的。
Eli was not fearing God.
你看看他那两个儿子干的坏事更多。
And you see his two sons, they did even worse things.
你要想听是非的言语。
You want to hear a word of gossips?
你要想听败坏的东西。
You want to hear a word of corruption?
你天天可以去听。
Every day you can hear that.
你发现传言人的言语好像美食啊，深入人心呢。
The word of the whisperer are dainty morsels, and they go down into the inner parts of the body.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不是这样的全心的来到神面前来渴慕他的话语。
If we do not long for God's word with all of our heart,
把我们的耳朵开向许多这些是非，这些许许多多的这 gossip， 这些传言。
But if we open our ears to all these gossips and rumors,
你就发现我们怎么明白？
Then you understand why we do not understand.
所以在诗篇也是119篇34节，那里就给我们看见说，那个明白和我们全心的、一心的在那里来向着神的话语发生直接的关系。
And you see that in Psalm 119, verse 34, it says that there's a direct correlation between understanding with all your heart and what you do.
所以你看大卫多么不容易啊。
So you see how difficult the condition
David
was in. 你看
当扫罗被神交在他手里的时候多么不容易啊。
It was so difficult when Saul was given in his hands.
哎呀，多少人要跟他讲话。
So many people were trying to say things to him.
哎呀，耶和华今天为你报仇了。
The Lord God is taking revenge on your behalf.
不用你动手，我一刀就把它结束了。
You don't have to do anything. I will put a sword in his heart.
就是耶和华所做的，你欢喜快乐吧。
This is what the Lord God has done. Rejoice in it.
大卫不听这些人的话语。
However, David did not listen to any of these people's
words. 他全心向着他的律法。
And his whole heart is turned toward the thy commandments.
这是耶和华的手。
This is the anointed one of the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹，我们心里面是不是接受了许许多多这些荆棘的种子？
Francis, in our heart, have we received a lot of seed of thorns?
所以圣经上说，对这些我们要塞耳，闭眼哑口。
And therefore, to these words, we have to blind our eyes and turn our ears away and be mute.
不要让这些是是非非的东西进到我们的心里。
Do not allow all of these gossips to enter into our hearts.
让我们的心全心向着主的话。
So that our heart can be totally turning toward the word of God.
就发现主就让我们明白。
Therefore, the Lord will enable us to understand.
那么后面就是好土。
Later on, he talks about the good soil.
那里面我们知道，我们都很熟悉。路加福音告诉我们要持守在诚实善良的心里。
The Gospel of Luke tells us that we have to hear the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast.
哎，你发现圣经真的很奇妙。
you find out that the Bible indeed is wondrous.
有一个秘诀，要明白主的话就是持守。
To understand the word of God is to hold it fast.
诗篇也是119篇，多么奇妙，第100节。
Psalm 119, verse 100.
这里说，我比长者更明白，因为我持守你的训词。
I understand more than the aged, because I have observed thy precepts.
弟兄姊妹，持守是非常奇妙的一件事。
It is very marvelous to hold fast.
我们小朋友有的是就会学一些乐器。
Our children will learn some musical instruments.
我发现那个老师很奇怪。
The teachers are very unique.
我这个小朋友已经都弹得 perfect, 都已经弹很好了。
My children are playing the pieces perfectly.
还让他去 keep, 还让他去重复。
But then the teacher is still insisting that she has to repeat the pieces and hold it fast.
等他一直 keep, 一直重复到一个地步。
And she's holding it fast to such an extent.
他开始明白那个乐曲的奥秘。
That she starts to understand the mystery and the secret of this
piece of music. 在演奏的时候不是完成任务。
That she's not just playing by the book.
她不是，对对对，不是完成任务，就是反正弹完就好了，不是，弹准确叫不是，她乃是 enjoyment, 她是完全是在享受。
She's not just playing to go through the motions, but she's really enjoying the musical piece.
因为属灵的事情，生命的事情都是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is the same thing as our spiritual life.
使徒保罗他知道主的话说不可贪心。
The apostle Paul knows that the word of God tells us not to be greedy.
他不因着自己有了失败，发现哎呦，越想不要贪心，贪心越多。他没有因此就放弃。
The apostle Paul discovers that even though the word says not to be greedy, but he feels that he is being more greedy, and he did not give up because of that.
持守。
He hold fast.
到了一个地步
to such an extent,
他发现律了
that he discovered a law.
他发现原来有罪和死的律
He discovered the law of sin and the law of death.
还发现原来有个失败的律
There's also a law of failure.
他发现原来这诚实善良的心不在他里面
He understood that there is not an honest and good heart in himself.
在我里面毫无良善
There's no goodness in him.
原来诚实善良的心在主里面。
It turns out the honest and good heart only resides in the Lord.
他更发现了赐生命圣灵的律。
Furthermore, he also discovers the law that gives life and peace.
他真的明白。
He truly understands.
他如今呢，在基督耶稣里的就不再无能，就不再被定罪了。
So that he finally understands that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得。主真的非常爱我们。
I truly feel that the Lord loves us very much.
他知道神的儿女有的时候因着自己的软弱落在路旁土的光景而不知足。
He knows that a lot of times his children would become the soil beside the road and they don't even know it.
因为仇敌太诡诈。
Because the evil one is indeed too devious.
仇敌要把主的道从我们心里把它夺去。
The evil one will snatch away the word of the Lord from our heart.
甚至他还让你记住很多的道。
So the evil one may allow you to memorize many words.
但是我们却成了路旁。
However, we became the soil beside the road.
但是主接着他所给我们后面所讲的，让我们看见我们有希望。
But from what the Lord says in the later part of the parable, we know we have hope.
如果阿伯太监有希望，我们每一个人都有希望。
If the Ethiopian eunuch has had hope, then we all have hope.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们把我们的全心都转向你。
Brothers and sisters, turn your entire heart toward the Lord.
当我们向着这些消极的、这些污秽的、这些败坏的，我们把耳朵关上。
From all these things that are not proactive and all that is corrupt and defiling, let's turn our hearts, close our hearts up to those things.
把主的话持守在我们的里面。
However, hold fast the word of the Lord in
us.
You can discover, we can truly understand. And our spiritual life can be built up. There is a way for the Lord to pass in our heart. May the Lord encourage us through these words. So that we can all forget what is behind us and press on toward
the Lord.
Press on toward the goal.
让主借着他恩惠的道把我们都建立起来。
so that God can use the word of His grace to build us up.
让神在教会里面得到许许多多他可以合用的器皿。
So that He would gain a lot of useful vessels in His church.
让长大成熟的器皿。
So that the vessels would have the stature of maturity.
可以一同扛抬他的约柜。
So that the vessels can bear His Ark of the Covenant together. Let's pray.